Zero wishes holiday have. Zero wishes holiday have.
Zero wishes
holiday have.
Pipe!
Alright, day what, like six?
Yeah. Very special. Very special event.
Yeah. We've been, it's come up a couple of times during the past however long.
And it's almost 3 years now.
No, yeah. We're getting close.
It's been a long time.
Well, I don't think we realized it till not that long ago.
No. I think I've mentioned it a couple times, yeah. But I wasn't needled for it.
Yeah.
This is a big moment, because Kyle's going to reveal something very personal, very important about himself that has been kept a secret for a very long time.
He has genital warts.
I've never touched... My genital warts. I've never touched a boob.
Flat noise.
I have never seen Superman 2. And now I can proudly say I've seen a good amount of Superman 2. And I've watched the rest on YouTube.
Okay.
Because I tried 3 times. It could not hold my attention.
3 times, 2 different versions.
I watched the Donner Cut first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For about 10 minutes. And it was immediately apparent that it was a rough cut of a movie. Like,
which is really, you know, all it could have been.
4 minutes in, well, I know this is a scene from the first Superman movie. This is strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a weird thing. And, you know, I have to say, I hadn't seen Superman 2 in quite a long time. Mm-hmm. I just had this weird memory. Like, I'd watched it numerous times when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I always remember thinking, oh, man, that I just love the battle between... The three, like, Zod and his minions battle. Superman. That's all I really got out of that movie.
Take this, Non, I'm gonna push you down a thing.
Yeah.
Bye, Non.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the final, every battle with them, or, like, specifically in the fortress?
Well, really, any battle. Like, just seeing the two, like, okay, you have somebody who's of Superman's caliber to battle against. You hadn't seen that in a movie at that point. Yeah. And then it's like, ah, that's awesome. But then I always remember in the back of my head thinking as a kid going... But I think the rest of it's shitty. But I'm young enough, like, not really...
Even, that's the thing about the Donner Cut, is that it's something that I really... I mean, I want to like it more than I... It is what it is, because it's him taking whatever materials are available after he's basically taken off that movie halfway through. It can't be a real movie, because he's not... It's one, you know, you can't really go back and shoot any of that stuff anymore. Yeah, you can't fix it. He's just working with what he's got. But at the same time, like, you could tell, like, the stuff that he did. You have a lot of, like, that battle stuff. And then you had, like, the Richard Lester was brought in to make it a little more slapsticky comic in some ways. So you have these battles in the city, but then you keep cutting to, like, just, like, zany shit going on at street level with people. So it's just, like, you have, like, oh, like, 3 Kryptonians versus Superman should be this amazing. Again, I know it's, like,
Also, this guy found a penny on the ground. Whoops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
His pants.
So you have like Superman like battling, you know, 3 evil Kryptonians, and it should be like a really kind of big deal thing. And then back in there, you just have what madcap nonsense and Patton Oswalt off screen yelling, whackity schmackity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what it
is. So like Superman 2, the theatrical cut is a mess.
Tonally and plot wise.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff that I was watching and I'm like, what just happened in the last scene and how did we get to this scene? Like, that just made a huge leap, and, oh, we're okay with this now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can say this. Christopher Reeve did win me over.
Yeah.
He's a good Superman.
He's good.
There's a reason why it's so big a mess. Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
It does, like, parts of it, just the acting felt like it was sort of a throwback to, you know, like, earlier stuff.
Yeah.
Like George Reeves and stuff, yeah.
Because, like, it felt like I watched a few scenes where it was like, there's a lot of hand gesturing, a lot of arms crossed. The evil Kryptonians love to cross their arms. It's trying to show you that they're evil.
Yeah.
But if they just straight updated that movie, they would just curse a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be mean to women.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, especially in the Fortress of Solitude, Superman doing his, like, hand on the hip and then a pointing kind of. There's a lot of that.
He's like, I'm going to slap you in the mouth.
Yeah. And I'm like, did he just do that?
But it's almost like a play.
It's very mimish and caricature-ish. And,
like, as much as even the first Superman movie, also the best Superman movie, I would say. But I don't know. Like, I feel like Donner had a better touch on that. Like, it had a lot of throwback stuff, but at the same time, it felt like a movie that was made in, like, the late 70s.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like... Superman 2 felt like a movie that was made, like, easily a decade or two before that. Mm-hmm. Or, like, in the 60s.
I don't know if I got that sense.
Richard Lester directed Hard Day's Night, right? Didn't he? I feel like he did. Like, that's sort of the kind of movie he was making with Superman 2, and, like, that didn't really jive with Donner.
I like Donner's... when all the ladies started chasing Superman.
Yeah, just down the street. Yeah.
He hid in a phone booth and came out.
It's like, it's at one point, it's like, you can fly. You know that you can fly, right?
Just like, but I kind of like it.
But they're chasing you exactly. Fast motion.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to run really slow for me.
Yeah.
I really like when Superman lost his powers, got beaten up by that guy, got his powers back, and went back to settle the score.
Yeah.
If there's one thing Superman is known for being, it's petty.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's in the theatrical version, that actually plays a lot better than the Donner version. In the theatrical version, he uses his magic memory wiping kiss.
The guy.
Yeah. He kisses Lois's memories away, mouth. Which is fucked. However, in the Donner cut, they just repeats the end of Superman 1, which is the weakest part of Superman 1, where he just flies around.
Yeah, okay, what? You know what?
So he goes back in time and, like, prevents basically everything that happened in that movie, and then he still goes to settle the score with the guy that he basically, like, made that not happen. So he's basically like, oh, you bullied me, huh? Well, I reversed time so you didn't, and now I'm bullying you.
Who the hell are you? Ah! You broke my arm like the fly! And now you're throwing up on my arm! This is the worst Christmas ever.
Yeah. How dare you not... You didn't do anything this time.
Really, Lois is crazy in that.
Oh, yeah.
The part where she's like, she just shoots him. Like, okay, there's some way... I'm gonna leap out a window without even thinking. Catch me! Ah! And then nobody says anything about it.
Yeah.
Where's Lois? Oh, I just went to get a coffee. Like, what? She just jumped out the window.
She's an ace reporter, but a second grade French speaker.
Yeah.
was the jumping out the window, was that in both versions?
I can't remember. And this is the thing. Let me just explain. I not having seen the original theatrical cut in quite a while, I bought the Donner cut and I hadn't actually sat down to watch it. And we were talking about this. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch it. So I can't remember what was in the original and what was just an addition in the Donner.
What was a dream?
And it was, all a nightmare.
I do feel like that jumping out the window thing might have been a Donner cut thing. Maybe. I'm not sure, because there was some stuff that was cut out, right? Yeah. And it's all melding together with me. I know, like, the important beats, but there's stuff like that.
Here's the thing about this movie. I struggled with it.
Yeah.
Like, on my own. I think, in a group environment, that would be a great movie to watch.
Oh, totally. Sure. I think that'd be hilarious.
Hey, you guys!
But if you're just sitting by yourself, it's like, well, I have to watch this thing. It's not...
Yeah.
If it's not a great movie that you really want to watch, I didn't really want to watch it.
We had spoken just before this started, too, and I didn't realize. I thought that this scene was in the Donner cut, and I guess it was just a deleted scene. I might have just seen it online, but there's, like, a scene where, like, the Arctic police... After all ends, and, you know, like, Superman tricks Zod and Nursa.
Oh, yeah, Superman's ultimate power is lies.
Yeah, and he just, yeah, exactly. And then he just, lies like, throws them down pits. And
oh, that's right, in the original he uses that weird Superman symbol, right?
Oh, the cellophane S.
Yeah,
oh,
that's not in the Donner.
No.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's pretty goofy.
That was part of me, I was like, was that in there? I remember this.
It's pretty goofy to where I'm just like, oh, okay, that's pretty goofy.
Yeah.
I can get behind this.
And then I, as you said, the whole...
Cellophane arrow.
I mean, if he's like...
whole memory-stealing kiss. And I was
just
like...
pulling powers out of your wherever.
Suck the memories out of her head? Isn't that what... I have such a headache.
This is how my people feed.
It wouldn't have worked out regardless.
Now where is that bully?
Too much suction in the kiss. I don't think she'd be into it.
Or he blows and just... Oh!
Oh, God.
I just blew his
head
off.
His breath.
Oh, boy.
Super blow.
But there was a scene where, like, Superman's there with, like, the Arctic police, like, quote-unquote, where they're arresting, like, Luthor and the three Kryptonians.
Yeah.
So it was always
intense. Polar bear shows up.
Yeah.
And Zod kills the polar bear. show how badass he is.
Yeah.
And then there's penguins.
So that was the original intention, I guess, was that to show that he didn't, you know, just flat out murder three powerless Kryptonians and they were actually arrested. Which is, I feel like something that should have been in the freaking movie.
It's hard to murder someone where you just throw them down a thing and they're not involved. Oh, right, they're dead. Oh, yeah.
They lost their powers.
Yeah.
They lost it. Otherwise, they could have just flown.
But it's just like, how far was that? They just got thrown into mist, basically.
Yeah.
That could have been 4 feet down.
And then they're left there to just slowly die.
Yeah.
They just get cold. And
it's got like an Arctic Sarlacc pit down there.
Although, apparently, if you're normal, you can still survive in the Arctic because Clark walks back to the Arctic.
Just walks there.
Just walks. Like, totally just, I've got a summer jacket on, and I try to wave some trucker down. And, oh, we didn't stop. Oh, and darn, I'm angry. Gosh, darn.
Yeah.
And, like, you frozen solid.
You know what? I don't have powers anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dad, and or Mom, depending on which version this is, can I have my powers back?
Yeah, really.
I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, not great.
That's about it.
You know what? That's fine. We can agree that it's not the best Superman movie. Yeah. Maybe we might disagree on which one it is. You know what? No, let's all agree. The best Superman movie is the one with Richard Pryor. That's the one.
That's true.
That's the
one. Anything with Richard Pryor automatically wins.
We can all agree on that. It's a Christmas miracle. God, let's watch that.
Yeah.
See you next year.
See you next year and also tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll probably see you next year too, is the thing.
Both.
So you can see a whole bunch.
See you, whatevs.
I love you.
Hello there, you Superman.
I love
you. Blame me Kryptonians, eh?
I'm
terrible in all accents, right?
Don't get in that phone booth. That's a different phone booth, Superman.
TFury.com.
Yep.